This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from my flagship station here on AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations all across America, out there in the network, also in the Caribbean, and around the world via the internet and streaming online via the satellite, too. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women who are listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all of those people working on the Third Watch, whether or not you're a trucker, warehouse, factory worker, butcher, baker, maintenance, janitorial worker, mechanic, construction worker, bulk mail centers too, Uber, Lyft, taxi, bus drivers, whatever. Even if you're one of those roughnecks up there in Wyoming, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Colorado, or if you're working the oil fields over there in Saudi Arabia with Aramco, thank you very much for what you are doing to keep America rolling along. Now, let's not forget about checking out the website to CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com or going over to the Facebook page, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, or on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now on this Wednesday morning, we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the chat room has been burning up all night long. The President's State of the Union message, in my humble opinion, was probably the best State of the Union message that I can remember. And I go back a long ways thinking about State of the Union messages, but this was fantastic. And it certainly was the best speech that Donald Trump has given yet.
I would absolutely agree with you, Captain. I think this is the best speech that President Trump has ever given. We were told earlier yesterday afternoon that the speech would be more low-key, but he certainly hit some very, very high notes and some very controversial notes as well. And by controversial, I simply mean that he did not pull any punches. For example, about how he is totally opposed and America is totally opposed to the idea of socialism and the idea of taking over your rights and all these kinds of things. This speech was one of the most empowering speeches for Americans that we've heard in a very, very long time. And it is absolutely amazing to see how the Democrats sat on their hands for almost every bit of it.
Well, I'm not surprised at all, and I'm not surprised that Nancy Pelosi at the very end made a very intentional gesture to tear the speech up in front of the cameras, you know, very methodically the way she did it. But that deal that she did, tearing up that speech, she gave the Republicans a campaign ad that they can play over and over and over and over and over again and just say, here's what Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats think about working with us to get things done in America.
Well, that's right. And what are some of these key points in the speech, too, Captain? For example, lowest unemployment in 49 years. You simply cut to Nancy Pelosi tearing that up. You know, you've got the blue-collar boom flashed to Nancy, tearing that up. This was a very visceral sort of attack onto the very people that are benefiting so much. And the benefits, Captain, are going across the board. They're going across racial and socioeconomic lines. This was a very uplifting speech that encapsulated all the very, very good things that are happening. And you know, Captain, the campaign commercials that started in the Super Bowl where the president says the best is yet to come, that's exactly how he ended the speech tonight. That is his very similar kind of phrasing to what Ronald Reagan had in 1984. His was, it's morning in America, and Donald Trump's logline for the campaign is going to be, the best is yet to come.
Well, what this was all about was America first, being an American first. That's what this was all about tonight. He actually said it a couple times, and I get it, and that's exactly my mantra. That's what I go for, America, being an American first, because everything else comes after that. We need to take care of our country. We need to look after each other first, and we need to do what we need to do to keep America the greatest place on the planet Earth to be. And we definitely saw that. And by the way, the different things he had there with the general, the Tuskegee Airman, who was promoted to a one-star general, that was all done in the president's in the Oval Office, and Rush Limbaugh getting the Medal of Freedom, and the soldier that surprised his wife, and the other Gold Star mothers that were there. I mean, it was something. There wasn't a dry eye in the house for a couple of those things.
Well, exactly right. And these are the very kinds of things that help to demonstrate the good things that are happening for the American people, especially the little girl, Captain, who was able to get a scholarship.
The 5-year old girl, what was she? No, not five.
She was a fourth grader, so okay. She's probably 9 or somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. But she gets now to go to the school of her choice. You could see on Nancy Pelosi's face and the other Democrats in the chamber, well, this was just anathema to them. They can't stand that idea of choice. And this is really, really rattling them. But this was a very, very good thing to do because, again, it empowers the people. The Democrats are simply looking for power.
All right, hold on. And caller, we got a caller in there. So, caller, you hang on, too, and we'll get right back to you right after we come back here. Got to take a break. This is the Captain's America Third Watch talking about the State of the Union message. What'd you think about it? 877-969-8600. Kathy's going to give you the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor, if you're suffering from nagging pain of any type and you want to try something that's all natural to get rid of it, also to take care of the inflammation that's there, got a lot of vitamin supplemental stuff in it as well, then I want you to check out Relief Factor because it'll take care of your arthritis pain, your back pain, your neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches, and just a general pain altogether. And they have something called the 3-week quick start, because if you go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, that's relieffactor.com/captain, you'll see the Relief Factor 3-week quick start. There's a little link there. You click on it. It's got a couple of minute tutorial, tell you all about what's in it, how to take it, and what it'll do for you. And I would be willing to bet you that after a couple of weeks, three at the longest, that you will start to have some relief with the pain and the discomfort you're having. So remember, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, first of all, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we're going to go to Mel in Saratoga Springs. Good morning, Mel. What's up?
Yeah, yes, good morning, Captain. A big salute to you, and God bless America. You also, Kyle. Yeah, the Democrat Party is public enemy number one. And they're so Satanist that when the president, President Donald Trump, the president with a backbone of steel, when he mentioned that he was abolishing third term and after birth abortions, they did absolutely nothing. They didn't stand, they didn't applaud, they did nothing. They are the party of death and
destruction. That's because they support that.
Absolutely. That's why they never got up.
Mm-hmm.
They never applauded his decision to want to abolish late term and after birth abortions. And, you know, when he mentioned about going after terrorists and killing terrorists, they all sat down in the chamber like a bunch of zombies, didn't move.
How about the Second Amendment rights?
Second Amendment.
They sat right there.
Did nothing. They are trying to destroy our country from within. They are public enemy number one. Nancy Pelosi is at the head of it, and Chuck the Schmuck Schumer, he's second in command. And they've got to be taken down. They've got to go. We've got to get these people out of office.
That's right. November. Remember in November.
Exactly. Not just in Washington, but across the country. And state and local seats, they have to be taken out. Thank you, Captain. Good night.
Right. You're right. And Mel's absolutely right, Kyle.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It is really something, Captain, to see the Democrats literally sitting on their hands when you're talking about, African-American employment, Latino employment, all kinds of things. And I was thinking to myself at the time that, again, if this had been Barack Obama who came in and said, the unemployment's at a 49-year low, et cetera, et cetera, all these wonderful points that the president was making, the Democrats would have been, raising.
There would have been a thunderous applause. They would have been cheering and yelling and jumping up and down and, right?
Exactly. But again, they cannot abide the fact that things are going well for so many Americans, and they decided that, they're just going to show their displeasure. And even like what Mel was saying, when he was talking about getting rid of these terrorists, these horrible, Soleimani and al-Baghdadi, for goodness sake, I mean, the world's a better place now with them gone, obviously, but yet they still think, well, that's a win for Trump. If it's a win for Trump, it can't be a win for Democrats. I mean, this is ludicrous.
How about a win for America?
How about exactly a win for America? Precisely. And see, that's what's missing. The idea that, and this is why through this whole impeachment thing, by the way, I'll say this real briefly, through this whole impeachment thing, Alan Dershowitz, and even became part of the president's defense team. But here's a person who doesn't agree with the president politically, but yet understands the underlying foundation of our republic so well that he went and put himself on the line and is suffering great personal, rebukes and so forth from the so-called friends for doing it. That's what America is built on.
Well, we got to say hello to some folks that are chiming in. Catwoman and Road Dog are out there, and they're chiming in from Missouri. I believe they're headed back down south again. Yeah, they are. Charleston, Missouri, and they're headed south. And let's see here. Who else we got? We got Al up in Nebraska. And we got Nanette. Don't know where she's at. Got Nancy. Don't know where she's at. Terry up in Nashville, Tennessee. Trucker Mark. Don't know where he's at tonight. Richard and Maureen up there in Oregon chiming in. And Janice, she's in Kentucky. And not sure what this person is. Robert E. And Debbie out there in Arizona. So those people have all chimed in so far. And again, it's obvious, okay? It's obvious. The Democrats are the party of obstruction, because when the president talked about his free market, his low tax policies that have caused paychecks to grow fastest for the low and middle income workers, I saw the expression on Nancy Pelosi's face. She made like a scorn, like it's a bow. But it's true. I mean, she was just like disputing with, with that look on her face. But it's also lifted millions of Americans out of poverty. He talked about that. He talked about taking median household income to the highest level ever recorded, and how he brought unemployment down to historic lows. All of that is true. And if the Democrats wanted to share in that, all they had to do was clap a little bit and say, yeah, we worked with that too, because we help with the legislation, even if it wasn't true. If you were smart, that's what you'd be doing, because you don't want to sit there and act like you're a bunch of obstructionists.
Well, exactly. And for most of the night, she was sort of, looking through the pages of the speech and almost looking like she was trying to figure something out. It looked like she was trying to, figure out, the menu at Applebee's or something. I mean, she was just sitting there, so preoccupied with this, trying to show her displeasure. But it's really it's a huge backfire, though, I think, Captain. It's a huge backfire. And I will say this one thing. She can tear up the speech, but later today, we tear up the articles of impeachment.
Now, we have had the results, or at least some of the results, come in. It's now up to, I believe, 70% of the precincts are chiming in Iowa. The situation that you have there, which is really hilarious, is you've got Mayor Pete in first place. You've got Bernie in second place. You've got Elizabeth Warren in third place. You've got Joe Biden in fourth place. You got Amy Klobuchar in fifth place. And after that, it doesn't really matter because nobody else has got more than one percentage point.
Well, exactly. And, you know, the very fact that this is, I think, really just hitting them like a ton of bricks of how this turned out, with 62 or almost 70 now percent of the precincts reporting, is stood them just on their ear, I think. Now, of course, they're going to look to New Hampshire. This is the one place that maybe Biden could try to redeem himself, but I wouldn't bet on it at this point. I don't think that he's made any kind of real connection, and this is definitely a huge move to the left for the party. Now, can Pete Buttigieg try to position himself as a moderate in some way?
No.
Well, we'll see. But that's what he will try to do. But honestly, Sanders and Warren, if you look at the percentages that they have, combine those, it's a huge move to the left for the Dems.
Now, I'm not saying that he's going to Mayor Pete. Is going to win in Iowa, because that could change, because again, they don't have all the votes in.
Right.
And I don't know what precincts are out. But the other thing is that, if he wins in New Hampshire, which I also doubt, because that's right next door to where Bernie is, and Bernie had an 18 point lead there. So what usually happens is if somebody's lucky enough to win, both Iowa and New Hampshire, they're a Democrat, they've always gone on to get the nomination. Always.
Exactly. And right now, Captain, regardless of the coding problem or whatever it is that they had, say that they had, they're burning the midnight oil among the Democrat elite right now, trying to figure out how they can stop Bernie Sanders, because they know that he will drag down the party and he will drag down America. In fact, investors and stock people and so forth are absolutely quaking in their boots that somehow Bernie Sanders could even just get the nomination. Mm-hmm. That would be huge. It would be a huge blow to our economy.
All right, well, I'm going to try something here. I'm going to see if I can get part of the president's speech here. Let me see if I can get this. And nope, I don't think it's going to work. Okay, I thought I might be able to bring the president's speech in here, because I've got a television going on over here in the corner, but he's talking about a lot of the things that we were just talking about in the first segment.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I got to do something different to do that. I'll have to figure out what it is. All right, well, here comes the break. So after the break, and by the way, he had the acting president or whatever from Venezuela there, Mr. Guaido, which is kind of a slap in the hand to Maduro, who's trying to buy his way into the White House. All right, Kyle, hold on. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Kathy, give him the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump was cheered as he entered to deliver the State of the Union address. He said, "Our border security, military, and economy are better than ever."
I am thrilled to report to you tonight that our economy is the best it has ever been. Our military is completely rebuilt. with its power being unmatched anywhere in the world, and it's not even close. Our borders are secure. Our families are flourishing. Our values are renewed. Our pride is restored. And for all of these reasons, I say to the people of our great country and to the members of Congress, the state of our union is stronger than ever before.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe
in the American soundtrack. When you step inside the museum, you'll be instantly immersed into what I like to call 56,000 square feet of funk. We have seven galleries filled with more than 1,500 artifacts from some of your favorite artists, from gospel and hip-hop to country and classical. You'll be able to trace generations of untold black history within our walls. We are one nation under a groove, uniting all people through a shared history. And we are excited to welcome everyone to Nashville, America's Music City.
For more on the National Museum of African American Music, visit blackmusicmuseum.org.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, who's hanging on my phone line waiting for me to come back to him. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO Insurance. Now, GEICO is the second largest insurer in the country. They've been saving people money for over 75 years, and they insure over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, what you need to do is go to the website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, and while you're there, it'll ask you for your zip code. You type in your zip code, and then it'll ask you if you want to know who your agent is, if you want to get in touch with your agent, or if you want a policy quote, or what it is you want to do. Well, whatever it is you want to do, just get it done. But if you do need to see an agent, they'll tell you who it is that you need to go see, because GEICO can offer you insurance for not only the car or the truck that you're driving, but also for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your Ski-Doo, your Sea-Doo, and it can even help you out with your homeowners and renters insurance too. Now, if you do get your homeowner's policy and also add a car to that, they call that a bundle. You'll be able to save some money that way. So there you go. Now, the thing of it is about GEICO is you can't save money if you don't find out whether or not you can or not. So here's the deal. I want you to go to GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com for more information, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. All right, well, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hi, Captain.
Claire McCaskill, the former senator of Missouri yesterday, was on MSNBC, and she had a couple things to say about the debacle in Iowa. Now, here we go. Let's listen to what she had to say.
And the strategy is the point. You know what? There's no shame in the fact that you worked out what you were going to do if your plan A didn't effectuate. I mean, that's part of this process. That's part of what makes this different than a primary.
All right, gang.
Well, you know, people have gone home rather than participate. Obviously, they said, well, the Biden people had gone home, or a Buttigieg had gone home. And the irony is that they changed the rule this year so that if your group was viable, you couldn't move from that group.
Right, so you're incentivized to scoot.
And the reason they did that is because it would take less time.
Yeah.
Well, don't know about that. Seems like we're still here and we have nothing. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure that worked. And it seems weird to me that this kind of horse trading is going on. You know, I don't know. I guess I just don't get it. I don't get why we don't let everybody vote. Everybody have a chance to vote. Every vote count. So you don't have... I saw that little girl on that mom's shoulder. I don't know if you noticed her. It's a grandmother and me. Mm. You know, the little girl looked like how maybe we'll feel in another 2 or 3
hours. All right, I'm going to stop it right there. Little girl to vote. Don't know exactly what they're talking about there, but it is what it is. Let's see if this works this time.
Opportunity scholarships. The programs are so popular that tens of thousands of students remain on a waiting list. One of those students is Janiyah Davis, a fourth grader from Philadelphia. Janiyah.
Now, the reason I'm going to play this right now, Kyle, is because of what happens when he announces that this fourth grader gets this scholarship right on the spot to go to school, to the school of her choice.
Right.
She couldn't afford to go there, but the Democrats all sit on their hands. Listen to this.
Janiyah's mom, Stephanie, is a single parent. She would do anything to give her daughter a better future. But last year, that future was put further out of reach when Pennsylvania's governor vetoed legislation to expand school choice to 50,000 children. Janiyah and Stephanie are in the gallery. Stephanie, thank you so much for being here with your beautiful daughter. Thank you very much.
Now, of course, they're sitting up there. They're getting a standing ovation from everybody except the Dems so far. Nancy's sitting on her butt.
But, Janiyah, I have some good news for you, because I am pleased to inform you that your long wait is over. I can proudly announce tonight that an opportunity scholarship has become available. It's going to you, and you will soon be heading to the school of your choice.
All right, now all the Republicans are jumping up, they're clapping, and Kyle, the mother and the daughter couldn't be happier, and all the Democrats, every one of them, are sitting down. That's what I'm talking about. There was no, and by the way, Nancy's sitting there looking at everything but, you know, the people. She should have at least acknowledged the mother and the daughter, don't you think?
Well, I would really think so. Because you know what, the little girl involved here, little Janiyah, she's not political.
No.
You know, she's starting out in her life. My goodness, she's in the fourth grade. This gives her an amazing opportunity, for any young person that age. You know, and so to really sort of then put her into this political context of what the Democrats were doing by saying, well, we're not going to acknowledge this. We're talking about a little girl here.
No, and then the president talks here about, some sort of legislation, to provide the money for these, kids that want to go to school and get out of the public schools where they're absolutely not learning anything, and the schools are in horrible shape, and money's been dumped into them, but nothing's happened. And this is part of the problem in some of these big cities. No matter how much money you put in there, it's not going to solve the problem.
Well, exactly right. And that's what the Democrats think they can do. They can say, we're going to tax you more and throw more money at something that doesn't work. And then they'll somehow feel better or feel like they've placated you until the next election. But what President Trump is talking about here, Captain, is actually making real changes and actually doing things that work. The definition of insanity, as we all know, is keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. This is why the people voted for the change that Donald Trump represents.
Yeah. Now, he honored a lot of different people there for different things, and it was a real tearjerker in a couple of those things there where they did the Gold Star Mothers.
Yes.
That were there with their kids.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you had the steps, the sergeant first class that surprised his wife and the two kids that were there. And the president says, and by the way, we have a surprise for you. Your husband is no longer in Afghanistan. He's here. Now, I'm not sure what all is going on right now, but let's see. Let me see what this is. Because the speech is going on as we talk. Let's see what he's talking about.
To expand equal opportunity, I am also proud that we achieved record and permanent funding for our nation's historically black colleges and universities.
All right, that's where he talks about all the money that that came to the black colleges and whatnot, as well as to charter schools and different things there. And again, this is all very good stuff, and you would think the Democrats, when they start talking about black colleges and whatnot, would stand up, but Nancy's just sitting there with that dopey-looking expression on her face, and again, she's part of the problem. She is part of the problem.
Well, sure. And again, there's, you know, what the president was talking about, especially with the permanent funding there, you know, these kinds of things are the unifying factors of what helps to make America great. And trying to make sure that no matter what your ethnicity, your color, your race, what have you, that just doesn't matter in America, and that we're taking good steps always in the right moral direction. This is what America's all about. And they can't clap for it because, again, as we were talking about earlier, that's a win for America, but could be perceived as a win for Trump. And they can't have that. And it's just really, really pathetic, Captain. And what I saw tonight was the idea that President Trump was talking about the things that empowers the people, whoever they are, but yet the Democrats still want to have the power over the people.
Well, this was a speech that he gave tonight about America first. Now, before we have to go, unfortunately, the coronavirus is just cruising along here. You've got a couple numbers there. What are they?
Oh, yes, Captain. What we understand, at least at this hour, China, according to their official reports, they have reported 24,324 cases that have been confirmed in China, and 490 people have perished from that virus so far, again, according to the official.
And yesterday morning, when we went off the air, it was 20,000
yes.
and 427 deaths. So just in the course of a day, in a day's worth of reporting, it's jumped up 4,000 on top of 20,000. That's what? That's, 20%?
Yes, and this is, and we're just about a week or so into this, into a 14-day incubation period where this thing most likely is being transmitted during that time period without people being symptomatic. And so what lies ahead, we don't know, but the precautions have to be taken, and we got to tackle them.
Tell everybody how to your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody. We're coming right back with our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We've got a big old snowstorm out there from the Mexican border in El Paso all the way up into Illinois. And I'm telling you, it is what it is. And our buddies Catwoman and Road Dog, you're just to the east of that. It could get interesting because this storm is moving to the east. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yeah.
little Robert Palmer bringing you in here with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Get a little up-tempo stuff going here this morning. Warming up the old airways because some of you are really a little bit chilly tonight. And by the way, you're getting snowed on. And I'll get into all that right now. We got two big systems right now where there is some major snowfall coming down. One in the northwest and the other one is in the southern, southwestern part, starting out down around El Paso and New Mexico, and then coming right up through the center of Texas and on up through Oklahoma and eastern part of Kansas and right through the middle of Missouri and right on up into Illinois right now. So let's get to that. Now, a strengthening winter storm will shift from the southern plains today into the northeast by Friday. A band of snow and ice north of the storm track will lead to slick and hazardous travel conditions. South of the storm, there'll be severe thunderstorms, which will bring the risk of damaging winds and isolated tornadoes, while heavy rainfall is also possible and flooding for much of the southeastern part of the United States, where tonight it is raining all the way from Mississippi and Pensacola and Mobile, Alabama, right straight up through the eastern third of Alabama, including Montgomery, up into pretty much following up along I-85, up towards Atlanta, north of Atlanta, up towards Knoxville, Tennessee, over towards Bristol, Tennessee, on up I-81 and across 40 towards Asheville, North Carolina, and then the southern part of Kentucky tonight, where there is more rain, which is causing some problems there. Now, let's get to the snow. There is a winter storm warning for just east of El Paso, all the way down to the Mexican border, the entire southeastern part of New Mexico, which includes Roswell and the White Sands, New Mexico area down in there, and the mountains headed up towards Lubbock. Then this winter storm warning takes us through the western side of the Metroplex. Wichita Falls is in this. Going up through the middle of Oklahoma City on an angle again. You've got general snow on the outside edges, but in the central part of Oklahoma, pretty much following 35. And then once you get up there to Oklahoma City, you might as well just stay right on I-44, because I-44 up into Missouri, you're going to have a winter storm warning there. This storm then goes up towards Branson, up through Columbia, Missouri, just a little bit north to St. Louis, and it's into Springfield, the Springfield area of Missouri tonight, with a general snow elsewhere into the central part of Illinois. Now, out west tonight, we've got rain west of Seattle, I-5, and I-5 east going up over Snoqualmie, snow, and snow all the way over towards Yakima on I-90. Then tonight in Coeur d'Alene, you've got snow in Coeur d'Alene all the way over into Montana. And you've got a winter storm warning south of Coeur d'Alene in the higher elevations all the way down north of Boise and the Cabbage tonight on I-84. You've got a winter storm warning there, so you're probably, by the looks of this, you may have to be hanging iron to go over there. A winter storm warning going down through Pendleton, down into the Hood River Valley, down on I-84, pretty much all the way to Hood River. Right now, and then general snow and a winter storm watch across the northern part of Wyoming, also the western part of Wyoming and Idaho down towards the Wyoming line, Utah. You've got snow tonight, a general snow there tonight. It was snowing heavier last night, but you've got a general snow around Salt Lake City. And then I-80 going up into Wyoming, a snow there. And then some winds tonight. Rollins over towards Elk Mountain. Elk Mountain, you've got snow there tonight up on Elk Mountain, so be advised of that. Also in the Denver area, we've got snow tonight west of Denver and around Denver in some of the areas there along I-25. You've got snow around, going down to Arizona in the higher elevations towards Kingman, south down towards Phoenix and west of Phoenix, right on the California line, and you've got some scattered snow and some cold temperatures around Tucson and the mountains around Tucson right now. And then finishing things off, taking a look over here at the northeastern part of the country, you've got some winds in the northeastern part of Pennsylvania, all the way down to Philadelphia. There's some fog down there around Allentown, down to Philly tonight. And you've got some unsettled weather conditions along the coast from about Norfolk, Virginia, all the way down to Brunswick, Georgia. So be advised of that. And that's the way your byway and highway and byway report's looking tonight here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And don't forget, always brought to you by your local Flying J or Pilot Travel Center. Now, those are not your daddy's average truck stop anymore, because a lot of you will remember the Pilots used to pull in there years ago, and you get yourself a hot dog and a cup of coffee or a soda, and out the door you go and be gone. That's about all they had to offer on those hot dog racks they had in there. But now it's a totally different story. You can go in there, and you might find a Wendy's, you might find a McDonald's, you might find an Arby's, you could find a Pizza Hut. You can find a Subway, a Taco Bell, too. Might even find a full-service Dunkin' Donuts there. And by the way, in the Flying J's, don't forget the Denny's, sit-down Denny's, and the Huddle Houses, and the most Southwest Grill, depending on where you're at in the country. But it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And it's pretty doggone good from where I sit. And I've been in a lot of these Pilots and Flying J's that we got around here, and they're really quite nice. And good morning, Robert. How are you? And Robert's not telling me where it's at. It's not Robert the Bugler. It's a different Robert. And appreciate your comments there, Robert. And again, out there in Arizona, be careful if you're roaming around the mountains out there, especially west and north of Phoenix and over north of Tucson, because there is some snow in the area there tonight. And it'll definitely keep you on your toes. Now, coming back, hour number two, top of the hour, we're going to take a look at some more of what the president had to say, because this speech, this State of the Union speech, was just unbelievably good. It was all about America first, and it was certainly a surprise to a lot of people, because it was probably the best speech that he's done yet. Probably the best speech that he's done yet. So think about that. And Keith, I see your request there. I'm going to go over and approve you right now, my friend. Keith is in Lake Park, Georgia, and he wants to be part of the Captain's America Third Watch. So absolutely there, Keith. So hang on a second. Here we go. You are now in. So Keith up in Lake Park, Georgia, is now part of the Captain's America Third Watch. We appreciate you very much. Now, don't forget, when we come back, if you want to opine, there's two ways to do it. You can call us at 877-969-8600, or you can go into the chat room there at the official Captain's America Third Watch page and send us a message that way. We'll get it, and we'll read it on the air. So there you go. Very simple. All right, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.